RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. We have our resident go-to fitness expert, Liz Cora, who is group fitness manager for Equinox Health Clubs in the Washington, D.C. area. Well, Liz, you certainly have quite a story, you know, recovering from the removal of a benign brain tumor very recently, and then really building up your strength and your stamina and endurance. But gosh, it's got to be hard, you know, to rein yourself in when you're someone who's so used to go, 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 and being so fit and getting everybody up and motivated to rock and roll. And then a neurosurgeon says to you, take it slowly. So tell us about what it's like to regroup as a fitness expert after an experience like that.
Well, I'd like to start with a little quote that I recently read, and it says, your strongest muscle and your worst enemy is your mind. Train it well. And the past 4.5 weeks post-brain surgery have been very challenging because there's an internal struggle where my body from the neck down is like, hey, it's time to go exercise. It's time to go for a run. It's time to go do our favorite class. And my mind is like, hold your horses. I just had a tumor taken out. So it really has been listening and reconnecting with my body and kind of compromising and saying, we can do this. We can't do this. Let's just make it feel good. Let's just move a little bit to keep my body going. And it's funny because I was 2 weeks post-op 2 weeks ago, and I walked into the neurosurgeon, and he said, what have you been doing? And I said, well, I've been walking, a little yoga. He said, no, stop. You're doing too much. And he got a little upset. It was kind of funny. We love each other. But he got a little upset. He said, you're doing too much. You have to remember, you just had brain surgery, and your body has to recover. So that's been the biggest struggle for me, is not doing what I'm normally used to doing and what I want to do, but finding a compromise and doing what's good for my body right now, which I know is a great life lesson, doing what's good for your body in the moment.
Well, I think it's also another opportunity, right, for you to do things that maybe you don't do a lot of. I know that when I work with a lot of patients who have, you know, a recovery, and they're go, go, go people like yourself. One of the things they really don't do enough of is just to be still, to meditate,
yeah,
to be
absolutely
able to go introspective. I know that you're a busy, you know, mom with 3 kids, and Lord knows you have enough on your plate. But it's interesting that this might be a great opportunity for you to learn the value of patience and also of introspection. What have you found?
I have found that it's actually funny. Being a trainer, you don't want to have other trainers tell you what to do. And I don't know how other way to say that. But recently, I've reached out to one of our top trainers at Equinox. His name is Giovanni Rosselli, and he created a program called Fully Loaded for Equinox. And it's a fully functional, amazing program. And I have chosen him and his programming to kind of put me not completely in his hands, but to help have him help me to recover in rehab, which is big for another trainer to do. He's an amazing trainer. So we're actually going to be training through Skype. So I've really taken a step back and said, I can't do this by myself. I need somebody to look from the outside in and see what I am capable of at this time in my life, and reach out and have a hand with this with this journey.
I just think that that's such a great idea, because we have so many resources out there to be able to help us. And the fact that Giovanni's going to be helping you via Skype is very cool. And it's so millennial. What can I say? and it's also neat that, you know, you realize that it would be great to team up with another Equinox family member to be able to help you rehabilitate and to regroup. I've personally seen you during your rehabilitation period, and boy, have you been rocking and rolling and taking good care of yourself. And I know it's been incredibly hard, because I've had to rein you in too. When you want, when we're walking along and you want to walk too fast, I rein you in, because it's hard. You know, it's like taking a 200-mile-per-hour bullet train and then saying, nah, you got to, you know, be going about 50 miles an hour. It's a very difficult thing. So I'm glad that you've reached out to Giovanni, which I think is cool. Also, the other thing, too, that I love about this is that you're not allowing this, you know, this event that took place with you to define you. That instead, yeah, it's a speed bump in life, and that, as we all know in science, the people who do best in life are those people who are able to regroup the fastest and the most efficient. They don't just wallow and sit around and say, oh, you know, oh, woe is me and poor pity me. But instead, it's like, okay, well, I've got to get back to it. So I kind of see you as someone like that, Liz. And that
Thank
whole
you.
Issue of regrouping, I think, is front and center. And I think this will probably help you also when you're talking to the people you teach at Equinox.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? Do you see this as enhancing your skill set with them?
I have chosen to think of this tumor and this life this as a gift. And I know it sounds a little funny, but here I am, a single mother of three, working full-time, and, you know, my mission when you take my class, I want to make you feel good. I want you to walk out feeling amazing, wanting to come back for more. I want to set the tone for your day to be amazing. And suddenly I drop and have a grand mal seizure and have to have brain surgery. And my whole world is completely turned upside down. And suddenly my world is completely different. Everything I knew before is completely different. And instead of There were two choices. I could have looked at the negative. I could have taken the mindset and said, why me? Why me? This isn't fair. This isn't fair. Or I could have said, okay, I'm going to stand strong. We're going to walk through the storm. I'm going to open myself up and accept all the love that I can get,
right,
you know, from everybody and all the support. And then I'm going to use this to enhance other people's lives. I'm going to,
well, actually, as you take that, Liz, I'm going to make sure that people understand that this was also within the context of a day after you had just done a fabulous campaign event with
Maria
Equinox,
Shriver.
who had partnered with Maria Shriver for her Move Your Mind campaign, go figure, about women,
yeah,
and brain health. Now, go figure, right?
Go
and
figure,
Maria actually... Well, Maria actually reached out to you, called you,
yeah,
and spoke with you about this, and has been following your progress and is looking forward to having you on board next year to really help her get that message out. And you, from a deeper and more personal level, go figure, right?
I'm honored. I can't wait. Next year is going to be amazing. I have a lot of love to give to that campaign.
Yeah, and I know that Maria really appreciates it. It is, like I said, there's a lot of subtle irony with the fact that it happened just the day after you had done the event. And I know that Equinox is going to be partnering with Maria again next year, and it's going to be an even bigger event. So this is all cool. Well, Liz, thanks for being on Her Radio. Once again, we've been talking to Liz Cora, Group Fitness Manager for Equinox in the Washington, D.C. area, talking about that recovery and regrouping, moving it on. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Hey, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You better stay well, too.